Welcome back to Talk Pharmacy. On this episode, I talk residency with returning guest Lita Bighash. She is a fourth-year pharmacy student with now extensive experience in the field of pharmacy residency interviews. If that field exists, which it doesn't because I made that up, but what I'm trying to say is that she's had 14 pharmacy residency interviews spanning six different states and has somehow survived and has made it back in one piece, and luckily has agreed to do another interview with me where we talk about the interview process, the types of questions she was asked, and she gives some advice for students considering a pharmacy residency. Take a listen. Okay, back in the Talk Pharmacy Laboratory, Lita Bighash, thank you so much for joining me again. I know by this point you are probably sick and tired of interviews.
Yes.
But, let's be honest. This is probably the most important interview you're doing for your pharmacy career.
Definitely is.
But on a serious note, the last time we spoke, you had just finished up the application process and you were getting ready for your residency interviews. And now you're all done with your interviews and you've matched with the program that you wanted, which is located...
It's going to be at New York Presbyterian Hospital in New York City.
Before we start talking about residencies and the process and the types of questions you were asked, I just want to see what you did to put yourself in a position to get residency interviews in the first place. Because you were invited for interviews everywhere you applied, which is, you know, obviously that's like the ideal situation for anybody considering a residency. But what did you do besides, you know, focus on grades that helped you become a good applicant?
Sure. So grades, of course, are very important, but it's definitely not the only thing you need to make yourself stand out in the residency application process, since things continuously get more competitive year by year. So other things that I focused on and that I think made me stand out as a candidate were to involve myself extracurricularly, and not just to do that for the sake of putting it on your resume, but actually finding things that I was really passionate about, and so I could move up in leadership in those groups and really delve into projects and have things to talk about that I was passionate about. That really made me stand out, I think. I also believe that the rotations that you have in your fourth year are pretty important for setting yourself up for success in residency interviews. So describing them accurately on your CV is very important. And also just making sure that you're striving to get the most out of every rotation experience that you can. So not just sliding by, but putting the extra effort in and volunteering to do more presentations, journal clubs, or taking initiative to start a new practice or where you are at. Those are things that make you stand out. I could go into all the other things that I think are helpful, but that would take a long time. But basically, just find things that you're passionate about outside of school. And work on those things. Make yourself well-rounded.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually some good advice that I've heard. I want to see if you agree with it. But we had a PGY2 in one of my elective courses who gave some advice. And he said that, try to be well-rounded, especially for your, first-year residencies, that they're looking for well-rounded students. You know, there's some students that have a specific, field that they already know they want to get into.
Right.
And that's what they focus on. But that could actually hurt you in the interview process.
Right. I mean, the school does a good job, I think, overall to make sure that you are well-rounded. But just making sure that you're choosing rotations that are going to set you up for success. And that includes having general rotations as well as, a couple more specific ones. And I know that's not all up to you, but you have a good point there.
Well, why do you think they're looking for well-rounded applicants for first-year residencies?
Because a PGY1 is a general focus still. It's basically the foundation for your future career. The PGY1 residency is not going to be specialized. And so the focus is to make you well-rounded. And so coming into it, you want to be as well-rounded as possible. So I think that's the intention. By being well-rounded, you're setting yourself up to be able to go into any area that you want to go into after your PGY1 residency. And programs want their residents to be successful. And so that's why the focus is on being well-rounded.
Okay. Yeah. So on your PGY2, that's where you focus in on the field that you want to work in.
Right.
Is that right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's actually talk about the interviews. You have a lot of experience and, first question that comes to mind is there a big difference in the whole interview process in the different programs that you've interviewed at, or what's the biggest difference?
Yeah, so I interviewed at quite a few places, probably more than I should have, but I was able to see a lot of differences in the interview structure because of that. So most of the interviews are a full day. So you get there early in the morning, 7:30, 8 a.m., and it lasts until 3, sometimes 4 p.m. So most of them, you are going to need to be prepared for a long interview day. However, a few of the other programs that I interviewed at only had me be at the hospital for a few hours. So it's institution dependent. So that's a big difference. Another way in which the interviews were different at different hospitals was the way in which they conducted interviews. So some of the places required that you do a clinical case as part of your interview process, and that might involve working up a patient present or a patient case right when you get there and then presenting it to a panel and answering questions, or it may just involve writing a soap note. And some other places don't require you to do anything clinical. So it just depends.
Do those places, do they tell you that you're going to be given a patient case beforehand, or is it just...
Yes, most of them will give you some idea of the interview day. But some of them were more broad when they were describing what to expect. And so if I didn't have a clear idea of what to expect, I would just email the residency director and ask if there would be some clinical component to the interview. And I think that's perfectly acceptable to do prior to the interview.
Oh, yeah, that's something I wouldn't have even thought of. And they're pretty good at getting back to you and letting you know.
So all of them responded really quickly and were happy to answer that question.
Okay. And in the interviews where you had a case, were they timed? Did you have to present the case afterwards and they ask you questions, verbal questions?
Yes. So they were always timed. And again, it just depended on the hospital that I was interviewing at. So some of them would have me work the case up individually, and then I would present it, and then there would be more questions. Or sometimes you would just present without any additional questions asked, and sometimes you didn't have to verbally present at all, and it was just a write-up.
Okay. That's very intense. Was there any difference with the types of questions they were asking you, or were all the questions from the different...
Yeah, they were quite different. So there's an inpatient focus to most of the places that I interviewed at. So familiarizing myself with basic things that will help you going into your PGY1 residency was helpful. For example, reviewing basic infectious disease drugs and diseases, how to treat the most common infectious diseases. That was very helpful, as well as reviewing anticoagulation and other broad topics.
So they would, during the interview, they would ask you about, they would ask you an infectious disease question?
Possibly. I mean, usually it's just related to the case that they give you. They don't just come out during an interview and ask you something that I didn't experience that.
So do you recall, or what were the more common general questions that they would ask during the actual interview process?
Yeah, so outside of the clinical stuff, you'd have multiple interviews with different staff, so including the residency program director, different preceptors, sometimes the residents. It could be anybody involved with the residency program. So the most common questions you might expect are to just introduce yourself. So make sure you have a good introduction and a good understanding of what to say when somebody says, "Tell me about yourself." You don't want to talk for 10 minutes, but you also don't want to just stay a few sentences and be too abbreviated. You want to give them a good understanding of why you're there. Other common questions were, why this program specifically? And they were looking for specific reasons for what made you apply to that particular program. Other common questions were situational-based questions. And these are definitely more of the challenging questions that I encountered on interviews. And basically, they involve questions such as, tell me about a time when you had to deal with a difficult situation. All those tell me about a time when questions can be pretty challenging if you haven't really thought about some specific situations that you could talk about during the interview.
Okay. So tell me about, can you think of any other situational ones?
There were so many. So tell me about a time when you were faced with multiple projects and things to do at the same time, and how did you prioritize and get through that stressful time? Another question is, tell me about a time when you had a difficult patient, and what did you do to get across to that patient?
Okay.
There were so many situational questions, so there's no way I could go over all of them, but it gives you some idea of what to expect.
Right. Fair enough. And something, because we were talking about this before the podcast, but something that surprised me was that, so they'll go over your CV and kind of ask you questions about your experience. For instance, if you put down that you had a presentation on whatever, you know, topic, they would ask you specific questions about that topic. Is that right?
Yes. Again, it depends on the program. So some of the programs looked over your CV prior to you coming there and would have it sitting in front of them during the interview and would point out very specific things that you had on your CV to ask you about. For example, I was asked several times about intensive glucose control in the ICU setting because I put that down as one presentation I gave in one of my classes. So definitely knowing your CV is helpful because you want to have at least a general idea of what you presented on or your experiences that you've had so that you can coherently talk about that during the interview. But then again, some of the programs didn't ask me anything at all about my CV. So it varies widely.
They were just more focused on the general, you know, questions.
Right. More personality based, situational, rather than specific about your CV.
So besides having to do a case, were there any other activities they had you do?
Yes. So again, it's program specific, and I had some strange things that I had to do, some involving group work. So they'd give you a topic, and you have to discuss with your group members your thoughts about this particular topic, and then you would have to discuss that topic with the preceptor who is interviewing you as a group. So that was one thing I encountered a couple of different times. So other unique things that I encountered during interviews, some different types of interview styles. So one program incorporated this mini interview strategy that basically had you go to one room and show one specific skill, and it was quick. It was like 15 minutes, and then you'd switch to the next room, and it would be something different. Like, you'd have to counsel a patient. So it was That's pretty different.
So you had to, you said for one, you had to show a skill?
Right, and it would be...
Like a talent?
No, not a talent, but they just wanted to know how you think. So for example, I would get a patient case scenario and they wanted to see how I would present this patient, like verbally.
Okay.
So that was, I guess, one skill that they wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, a mock patient, you would have to counsel. So they want to see your verbal skills and how good you are at communicating. So, yeah, there's quite a variety in the types of things I was asked to do in interviews.
Yeah, that's pretty different. So during the interviews, was it usually just a one-on-one interview, or did they have, were there interviews where it was more of like a group setting?
Most of them, it was one-on-one, but that definitely varied as well. So I had some programs where there would be two or three preceptors in the room, and some others, I had like a whole group of pharmacists interviewing me. I remember this one program, there was like eight pharmacists all in the room asking me questions at the same time.
You know, you've interviewed at a lot of places, which is great because you have a lot of perspective. One thing that you mentioned before when I was having a conversation with you is differences in location.
Yeah, so that's a really interesting thing that came up that I saw because I had interviewed at programs on the West Coast as well as on the East Coast, and I ended up at an East Coast program. So a lot of people have these broad conceptions about what pharmacy practice is like West Coast versus East Coast. Some of it is true. I mean, West Coast pharmacy generally is more progressive. Pharmacists have more of an active role. They're allowed to do more things than pharmacists on the East Coast. However, that is very institution specific as well. So I found institutions on the East Coast, and specifically even the program that I matched to, that are very progressive in their mindset for pharmacy. And they simply are bound by perhaps more strict laws regarding pharmacy practice, but that doesn't mean necessarily that you are going to get a lesser experience out of that year. It just means that you may not be able to directly enter orders into the system. But for me, my perspective is that the knowledge base that you are receiving is more important rather than getting so tied up in West Coast versus East Coast, et cetera. But you will see differences. That is very true.
Just kind of more of a general question back to the actual interviews. Was there a big group of other students when you were doing the interviews?
Again, that depended on the program. So some of the programs, I was literally the only one around interviewing. Mm. Some of them, there was one other person, and some of them, there was a total of eight of us. So.
Okay. So when you were making your list of possible places you wanted to do a residency, what factors did you consider?
Yeah, so that's a great question because depending on the number of programs that you've interviewed at, it can be quite a difficult process to make your rank list. So there are many factors you should consider. First and foremost, think about how you felt during the interview. And did you actually see yourself being there for an entire year? If you didn't have a good feeling and you just feel like you didn't click with the people there, that's a good sign that you probably shouldn't rank that program very high up, if at all, because you're going to be spending an entire year at that particular program. Other considerations come down to your personal preference with regards to how many co-residents you want. So if you want to be the only one or only have a couple co-residents, or do you want a larger program like UIC, which has 12 residents total? Then look at specialties that the hospital offers, and do those coincide with your specific interests? For example, I'm very interested in oncology. So if you're interested in specializing, then you need to look at if the hospital offers those particular specialties, because perhaps you could stay on for a second year there if you choose to. And that's a very personal decision, and it's also institution specific, but something to consider when you're ranking. Also, look at location, and don't have that as your primary concern, of course, but think about where you see yourself living. I mean, it is going to be for an entire year, if not longer. So it's important. And also think about the specific patient population that's at that particular institution. And are you interested in working with that particular patient population? For me, I was looking for an urban setting with a very diverse patient population and at least a portion of the patient speaking Spanish, so I could utilize those skills that I've learned over the years. And if you're interested in working with underserved populations, think about that and what you see yourself doing and what's going to make you the strongest candidate coming out of your PGY1 residency.
Was there anything that you did to kind of make yourself stand out from other candidates?
During the interview itself?
Right. Or in your CV or during the application process?
So in terms of my CV, I made sure to have good descriptions for the things that I was involved in, and also for the rotations that I had. So having at least two or three descriptive bullets to elaborate on exactly what you were doing during those rotations or those specific events, that gives the program a better idea of your specific skills that you're coming in with. And they really appreciate seeing that on your CV. And it will make your CV quite a bit longer, but I think it's worth it. Also, just making sure that I had a comprehensive CV and not forgetting a lot of events or things that I was involved in throughout the years. Because if you forget a lot of things that you've done, it may come across like you're not as well-rounded as you really are. And you just want to give the best impression that you can. Also, another thing to keep in mind is you want to appear friendly during your interviews. And this isn't something necessarily in order to make you stand out, but you want the program to know that you're easy to work with, that you're a likable person. So just be as relaxed as you can going into your interviews. That's the mindset that I had for each and every one, was to take a few moments before I arrived and really calm down, take some deep breaths, and realize that one interview isn't going to make or break you. That mindset will make you more relaxed. It'll help you communicate and talk with the other candidates more freely. And the programs really see that. They see how you communicate with people, and they see your demeanor. If you're really relaxed or very tense, they notice these things. And I think portraying yourself in an accurate manner, yet relaxed manner, is the best way to go about that.
Right, because they have to work with you for a whole year.
Exactly.
So don't act like you would act before a pharmacy test.
Right, it's not going to be good. It's not going to go over so well.
Just be cool.
Yeah.
But
be yourself.
Exactly. Well, that is all the time we have. Again, Lita, thanks for being here. And when do you start your residency?
It starts July 1st.
July 1st. Okay. So you have a little bit of time. And you graduate in May?
Yes. End of May.
Well, all right. I wish you the best of luck in New York. And to everybody else, thanks for listening to Talk Pharmacy. Take care.